During the campaign, President Trump often promised mass deportation as part of his plan to overhaul immigration policy. Here are some of the president's first words after taking the oath of office at the U.S. Capitol.
All illegal entry will immediately be halted, and we will begin the process of returning millions and millions of criminal aliens back to the places from which they came.
Stories in multiple news outlets said Chicago would be targeted first, with raids happening as soon as today. Although the man Trump calls his border czar, Tom Homan, told the Washington Post those plans were being reconsidered. So let's bring in Brandon Johnson in on this. He's the mayor of Chicago. Mayor, do you know why Chicago would have been singled out?
Well, good morning. First of all, I'm grateful that the city of Chicago has an incredible love story, a history that our city is very proud of, a city that has been established by a Black Haitian immigrant as well as a Potawatomi woman. And it's a city that has been built by, again, immigrants, migrants, asylum seekers, indigenous people, descendants of slaves. As the mayor of the city of Chicago, I reaffirmed our commitment to being a sanctuary city, also pledging to defend the Illinois Trust Act as a sanctuary state to ensure that all residents' rights are protected. And we are serving the interests of working people every single day in this beloved city.
Yeah, and that Illinois Trust Act, that prohibits law enforcement from participating with federal immigration enforcement. But Mayor, I mean, why your city in particular, do you think? Why do you think that's the city of all the cities, Los Angeles, a sanctuary city as well, of all the cities, why Chicago, you think?
Well, I certainly won't speculate what goes through the mind of the President Trump. What I can say is, though, that the reason why I believe that the people I have see Chicago as the global capital of the world is because we have one of the most diverse economies. We have a great education system, university system. And again, many people don't know this, but 20% of the world's fresh water is right in our front yard along Lake Michigan, the St. Lawrence River. We're building affordable homes here, and as we continue to invest in people, we're seeing a decline in every single category of violence. But what I can assure the people of Chicago and the people of America, just like what we're doing in Chicago, it's the cities that essentially run America. And what cities are calling for, I just left D.C. a couple of days ago, the U.S. Conference of Mayors. They want to build more affordable homes. They want to create more job and economic opportunities. They want youth employment and workforce development. They want better behavior and mental health care. That's what I'm focused in on as mayor of the city of Chicago. And I know that's what mayors are focusing on across this country.
Now, how is Chicago then preparing for the possibility that mass deportation raids could begin as soon as today?
Well, as stated, again, as a welcoming city and as a sanctuary city, we are firm in that our police department will not intervene or participate in any way as federal agents. None of our sister agencies or our city departments will cooperate or intervene in any way or any shape or any form.
But can you stop? Can you stop ICE, Immigration
and
Customs?
Well, look, they're a federal agent. I mean, there's, if they come in with warrants, if they come in with their authority, no, we won't, again, intervene or support in any way. But what I can say is that we have worked with community-based organizations as well as other stakeholders so that the people of Chicago know their rights. And that's the part that's most important here. The people can continue to go to work, they can go to school, they can use our public facilities without the fear of local police departments, giving access to these federal agents to disrupt the flow and what we're doing in Chicago.
Mayor, I know that you released guidelines on how to handle visits from ICE should they enter city property. One thing in particular caught my eye. It read that you are not to consent, or city employees are not to consent to ICE entering any private or sensitive locations. What are private and sensitive locations?
Well, thank you for that question. There are a number of locations that could fit that criteria. We know that many of our new arrivals and undocumented families rely upon the faith community and other community-based organizations. They seek health care. They seek access to child care. We're assuring the people of this city that we're going to protect their rights. And that's what I've been charged to do as mayor of Chicago. And that includes education rights, as the president has made it very clear. He doesn't believe in public accommodations. He wants to shut down the Department of Education. He doesn't believe in climate change. All rights that the people of Chicago deserve as mayor of the city of Chicago, I'm going to protect those. Whether you're undocumented, whether you are seeking asylum, or whether you're seeking a good paying job, we're going to fight and stand up for working people. That's what Chicago is known for, and we're going to continue to do that regardless of right. who's in the White House.
But does that thing, not consenting, what is stated there, does that mean you would try to stop ICE by not consenting? Is it fair to interpret that?
Well, the law that we have passed in the city of Chicago, our welcoming city ordinance, as well as the Illinois Trust Act, gives us the authority to ensure that in sensitive places and public accommodations, that there are rights that these individuals have, and we're going to make sure we protect those rights.
Wondering if you've spoken to other mayors, maybe comparing notes on how to go forward on this.
I have. I've had a great conversation with several mayors. As I said, I was just in D.C. with the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and I've spoken to the mayor of Denver, spoken to the mayor of Atlanta. And there are certainly mayors who live in red states who understand that their economy is moved by undocumented individuals. And whether you are in St. Louis, whether you're in Kansas City or Baltimore or anywhere else in this country, the contributions that undocumented families and immigrant families have provided to our economy is one that is quite clear, right? And so what we're simply saying here in Chicago is that there are rights that are provided under our welcoming city ordinance as well as the Illinois Trust Act, and that's a good thing. This goes back to the first black mayor in the history of Chicago, Mayor Harold Washington, who understood that assignment then, and we certainly understand our assignment now.
Mayor, quickly, about 30 seconds, if these raids were to focus on people with criminal convictions, would you support that?
Well, again, those individuals would be subject to the law. So we're, you know, and the federal law provides that type of investigation. Remember, this has happened under previous administrations, whether it's President Obama or President Biden. This is not anything new. I think what the president is attempting to do is create hyperbolic fear and tension in this country, and that's not what we need right now. We need someone who's going to be committed to standing up for working people. That's what I'm doing in Chicago, building more affordable homes, creating opportunities for our young people, providing more access to health care, particularly behavior and mental health care, and all of those investments have driven crime down in our city. That's how we build a better, stronger city, and that's how we provide a more inclusive economy. That's what this president should be focusing in on in this moment.
That is the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson. Mayor, thanks.
Thank you.